Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, April 29th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Dr. Fauci is back and says the pandemic phase of COVID is over. Half of San Francisco residents want out. A third of senior citizens have nothing saved for retirement. The Iranian nuke deal may be falling apart. Also ahead, the message of the day. Update listeners, sound off. But first, Dr. Anthony Fauci informing the public. The COVID pandemic is over. Not COVID itself, but the pandemic. The nation's top health officials still making the announcement during an interview with PBS saying, quote, in this country, we are out of the pandemic phase. We are at a low level right now. The USA reporting roughly 40,000 new cases each day, down from 800,000 in January. In total, the virus has infected 81 million Americans and killed nearly a million of us. New poll from Silicon Valley says most people living in San Francisco hope to leave the city. 56% want out within the next 2 years. Just 44% plan to stick around. Biggest factors behind the Bay Area exodus are crime, rampant homelessness, and the cost of housing. The average home price in San Francisco, $1.6 million. Median rent for a one-bedroom, $4,500 a month. Outrageous. A survey from the Retirement Institute shows 67% of Americans over the age of 60 have nothing saved for retirement. Just 25% have more than $100,000 in the bank. Economists say the average person needs about $50,000 a year to live comfortably. That means 20 years of retirement will set you back $1 million. Negotiators from the USA, Iran, and some European countries failing to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal. Talks in Vienna between Tehran and world powers have been stalled for 6 weeks over Iran's demand that Washington remove its Islamic Revolutionary Guard from a terror list. President Trump, you may remember, withdrew America from the nuke agreement back in 2018, calling it, quote, the worst deal in history. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Mark, Woodstock, Georgia. The purchase of Twitter by Elon Musk will hopefully help improve free speech in America. However, what will he do with all the progressive woke employees at Twitter that may try to sabotage him? Well, it's up to Musk. I mean, he's in charge. He's a dictator. He can do what he wants. So I assume he'll hire managers to supervise Twitter employees. And I also assume that a lot of these far leftists out in Silicon Valley will quit. John, McAllen, Texas. Hey, Bill, Been watching you since your Denver days. Whoa, that goes way back. Thanks for all the great years. My question, Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, is appearing in front of Congress for the border fiasco, but he's also going to be running the new Disinformation Governance Board. Can you opine? Mayorkas is a bureaucrat and incompetent. He will be embarrassed by Republican lawmakers in the House. That is my prediction. You can't justify the insane open border policy of the Biden administration. You simply cannot justify it. Tim, Monroe Center, Illinois. Almost every night, Bill, you show President Biden's schedule. Based on what Joe has done to this country so far, perhaps it's good he doesn't do very much. So on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, which is the television arm of this news operation, we have radio, we have television. On the No Spin News, we give President Biden's schedule every day. This week on Monday, he met with the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team, which won the Stanley Cup last year. That's all he did. Tuesday, he didn't do anything. Wednesday, he went to a funeral. Thursday, he didn't do anything. And it's Friday today. Is that a good thing? Yeah, it might be. Because Joe Biden's policies are crippling this country economically. Diana, Lapeer, Michigan. Bill, been watching you for years. Do you agree the mainstream media and most cable stations are propagandists? Yes, I do. So you make money now by tailoring your comments and reportage to a certain audience. You give the folks what they want to hear. Now, at CNN, that has turned into a disaster. MSNBC, very lowly rated as well. Fox News does okay, but it is a lot more right-wing than it was when I worked there. No doubt about that. Harriet, Thousand Oaks, California. California just imposed emergency water restrictions. There is not enough water for citizens, so why is the Biden administration keeping the border open? The Biden administration is pandering to the progressive left, which thinks it's racist to keep foreign nationals out of this country. That's it, Harriet. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. My new book, Killing the Killers, comes out May 3rd, next Tuesday. I hope you check it out. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. As you do know, the global tourism industry suffered catastrophic losses when COVID hit 2 years ago. Before the pandemic, 50% of Americans traveled between May and September, summer vacation. The average household spent $2,000 on those trips. With the virus now on the wane, millions of Americans are planning to get away this summer. So here are some places on the planet that are recommended by Forbes magazine. Santa Barbara, California. Temperatures there hover between 65 and 80 degrees all year round. The town typically sees 340 days of sunshine each year, just 25 days of rain. I will be in Santa Barbara in late May. How about southern Ecuador? That's exotic because of its location along the equator, hence the name of the country. It experiences no variation in daylight hours. Sunrise and sunset occur each day at 6 o'clock sharp all year round. Next up, the Canary Islands, 80 degrees every day. The Spanish archipelago, located off the coast of West Africa, reports just 10 days of rain every year. The islands are popular with divers, underwater visibility the best in the world. Hawaii near the top of the list. I love Hawaii. I've been to every island except Lanai and Molokai. There's no rainy season there, no hurricanes, no snow. Before COVID, 10 million people traveled to Hawaii each year. The second spot goes to Bermuda, often associated with the Caribbean. The tiny territory is actually located 700 miles east of North Carolina in the Atlantic Ocean. Mild temperatures attract tourists year-round, but it will cost you. Bermuda is the second most expensive place on Earth after Monaco. And here's something else you might not know. Inflation and record-high airline costs are prompting many Americans to consider alternatives. The number one spot this summer, the RV. Rentals for recreational vehicles up 700% compared to 2019. Most popular destinations, Yellowstone National Park, North Carolina's Outer Banks, and the Florida Keys, all fun places. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.